Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Today, I'm going to highlight the greatest draft ever in pro football history, the 1983 NFL Draft. So if you like the video, please come in and share it. Yesterday, we had Super Bowl 57. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes for winning that close football game 38-35, and to the Chiefs Nation. Now we can concentrate on probably one of the most greatest events in any sport, the NFL Draft. And I love the NFL Draft because of one reason. I love the stories. I love guys coming from the bottom and what they had to go through and making their families rich among generation to generation. And then when you look at the 2023 draft class, there's going to be some stories with Will Anderson Jr. There's going to be some stories with C.J. Stroud. There's going to be some stories with Jalen Carter. There's going to be some stories with Bryce Young. There's going to be some stories with Anthony Richardson, Miles Murphy, Quentin Johnson. But rolling back in the history, the 1983 draft, when you break down from top to bottom, it's the greatest draft ever. Ever. Now, I would say this. The 81 draft has some great players. Ronnie Lott, Lawrence Taylor, considered the greatest defensive player of all time. And the gentleman that's on our staff here at 100 Yards Football, Mr. Bobby Butler. See, I'm so blessed to have a guy who played at Florida State at a high level, be part of 100 Yards Football, win the first round of that 81 draft. And me and Mr. Butler have had conversations. They haven't got really heated, but I kind of have to stay in my lane because I don't want to hurt him, his feelings, because it gets kind of real sensitive. And he says that 81 draft, Vincent, from a defensive standpoint, is better than the 83 draft. But I love Bobby. And I love what he's meant to us. But as far as this morning, I'm sorry, Bobby. And to all the great players in the 81 draft, led by the great Lawrence Taylor, George Rogers, that 83 draft is the greatest. And it's not because of the quarterbacks. The six that went in the first round, John Elway, Dan Marino, Ken O'Brien, Jim Kelly, Todd Blackledge, and Tony Eason. But it was the balance of the draft. Eight Hall of Famers. Eighth. Elway, Kelly, Erie Dickerson, Jimbo Covert, Kurt Warner, Don Mosbaugh, Bruce Matthews. So many great players in that draft. And then think about other players that went in that 83 draft, from Gary Anderson, the Terry Kinnard, the Green, the Gil Bird, the Joey Browner, the Chris Hinton. And this is what sets it off for me. If you want to argue about drafts, and to all you draft gurus out there, I'm really astonished nobody has really brought this statistic up about the 83 draft. They had 42 Pro Bowl players. All these draft gurus out here, I'm not putting your name out there, but you know who I'm talking about. And you're writing every day, and you're on ESPN, and you're on Twitter. They had a Pro Bowl player for every round. Then think about some of the numbers. John Elway, 51,000 passing yards, 300 touchdowns. Jim Kelly, 35,000 yards passing, 237 touchdowns. Now think about this. Jim Kelly played 2 years in the USFL. Dan Marino, 61,000 passing yards, 420 touchdowns. 420 touchdowns. That's the quarterbacks of the 83 draft. 1984, Eric Dickerson, Sealy, Texas, SMU. Set a record, 2,105 yards that year, 14 touchdowns. 1984, Mark Clayton, the eighth round draft pick, 18 touchdowns as a receiver, set a record at that time. Help me, Jesus. You look at all that talent in that draft. Then, Think about this as I break down the 83 draft. Round two, you had Henry Ellard, who in 1988 led the league in receiving yardage, over 1,400 yards. Then you had Albert Lewis. You had Roger Craig in the second round. You had Leonard Marshall. You had Daryl Talley. The third round, you had Albert Lewis. You had Dave Durson. Fourth round, you had Tom Thayer, Greg Townsend, Raider Nation in the house. Fifth round, you had Ricky Ellison, USC, known as Ricky Gray. Sixth round, you had the late great punter. People don't talk about Reggie Roby. Seventh round, SMU finest, Craig James, New England Patriots, baby. Eighth round, the 615, the 865, the 901, out of the state of Tennessee, Murphy High School, Hall of Famer, Mr. Richard Dent. Round nine, Boomer Sooner, Stanley Wilson, Oklahoma. Fifth round, Pro Bowler Tim Conright, University of Wisconsin, Ron Dayne, baby. And round 12, Carl Mecklenburg, Pro Bowl player with the Denver Broncos. Then other players that went as undrafted free agents that made their mark in that 83 draft, Bill Bates, Mark Twine, Cowboy Nation, Bobby Hebert, New Orleans, Bud Oates, Super Bowl champion, BYU, and the great Nate Newton, HBCU, Florida A&M, baby. And you think about all those great players and all what I just said. And then they had the world's fastest man in the draft, Dale Green out of Texas A&M. It's hard to argue against that 83 draft, brother. And then they give history, they give flowers, they give love to the HBCUs. That year in the third round, you had Albert Lewis, once again, Grambling University. You had Steve Moore out of my hometown, the 901, the late great Steve Moore, offensive tackle, Tennessee State. Round six, you had the great Trumaine Johnson, Grambling University. Boy, I saw him play, one of the greatest athletes I ever seen. When Grambling played Tennessee State in 82, he put on the show. Then round eight, Richard Dent, Tennessee State. Round nine, George Parker, Norfolk State, and Steve Brown, Jackson State. Round 10, Thomas Hopkins, Alabama State, and Walter Tate, Tennessee State. His nephew, Golden Tate, has played in the league. And round 11, Dwayne Jackson, South Carolina State. And round 12, Carl Williams, Texas Southern, and James Lane, Alabama State. So the HBCUs were well represented in the 1983 NFL. Then you had 28 players drafted in the, I just said, in the first round that year, 28. But like I said, 15 of those 28 players made a Pro Bowl appearance. Just listen to that one statistic there. Of the 28 players drafted in the first round that year, 15 of them made at least one Pro Bowl. Everything was special about that 83 draft. Top to bottom. Talent everywhere. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. And there's still some people that's not in the Hall of Fame. Roger Craig should be in the Hall of Fame. Albert Lewis should be in the Hall of Fame. They're going to get there one day. But just the pure talent and the impact that 83 draft made on the National Football League. And let me throw some more names out there. Willie Gault, University of Tennessee. Dale Wilson, the University of Tennessee. Mike Miller, the University of Tennessee. All of them was from the wide receiver position. Go Vols. And then another person I want to throw in there before I be reminiscing, I forget, Marv Studaway, defensive tackle, University of Tennessee, winning the fourth round out of my neighborhood, Longview Heights, Pine Hill, the 901, Memphis, Tennessee. When you talk about great football players, and you talk about the greatest NFL draft ever, all you draft pundits try to break down players, kind of take a step back and give the flowers, the respect, and the honor to these players that was in the 83 NFL draft. And one other running back, Kurt Warner, out of Penn State, that's not a Hall of Famer. I had put him in, he's not. But he should be getting his flowers and being voted into the Hall of Fame here shortly. That draft was special. And one more time, no disrespect to the 81 draft that featured Bobby Butler, Hugh Green, Lawrence Taylor, Ronnie Lott, and George Rogers. And no respect. No disrespect, though. And think about this. There was one gentleman that could have been part of this draft. He took a little, well, he signed with an agent. Let me back up. But he took some money and went with Donald Trump over to the USFL. Think about if he would have been in this draft, Mr. Herschel Walker out of Rice Field, Georgia. Him and Eric Dickerson, Kurt Warner, them running backs in that draft. Imagine that. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here. 100 yards of football. The only thing I can think about these players as I give my final respect and honor. First of all, I want to thank my producer, Mr. Jeremiah Long. I wouldn't be doing this at this level if it wasn't for you, man. And to the people that's been a very, very inspiration in my life and keep me living at 62 years old and keep me laughing. Mr. Bobby Butler, first round draft pick, Florida State University, Atlanta Falcons, thank you. Mr. Logan Landers, we know him as Babyface. Out of Douglasville, Georgia, by way of Alexander High School, thank you. To Mr. Mark Denham, we know him, a.k.a. Mr. Marv Bass, out of Lufkin, Texas, one of the greatest Renaissance guys I know, voice like Paul Robeson. And, of course, to my man out of Brooklyn, BK, New York, Mr. Ronald Keebler. Thank all y'all. And to Mr. Donnell Scott, thank you, ATL North Atlanta High School. Those gentlemen are playing a big part in my life, and they keep me grounded. And they let me know what conviction and what loyalty means. But my final words about the 83 NFL draft class. I be your knight in shining armor. And you can call my name. I come to ease the pain. I'm a knight rider, midnight star. Thank you. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. Be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.